Long before budget cutting became the preoccupation of the legislature, lawmakers chipped away at the state agriculture department budget.
I don't think there's any question about it that our Department of Agriculture does not have adequate resources to, you know, take care of the needs and grow the agriculture business in the state of Missouri.
Representative Charlie Schlodick of Owensville chaired the House Interim Committee on Emerging Issues in Agriculture, which found the Department of Agriculture is underfunded. It doesn't seem that way at first glance. In fiscal year 2002, legislators budgeted nearly $2 million in general revenue to fund incentives to invest in ethanol plants. That steadily grew to nearly $8 million 4 years later and ballooned to $46.7 million for both ethanol and biodiesel incentives in fiscal year 2009. The injection of so much money into the fledgling biofuels industry obscured the fact that general revenue flowing to the Department of Agriculture was shrinking. Lawmakers appropriated $14.7 million to the state agriculture department in fiscal year 2001. That would decline to $9.8 million in fiscal year 2010. The State Department of Agriculture lost a third of its funding in those 10 years and nearly a third of its employees. An example of the toll budget cuts have taken on the department is found in the number of state veterinarians, down from 12 to 5. State Agriculture Director John Hagler says five just isn't enough.
Five veterinarians to cover all the livestock that move. We have more livestock markets in this state than any other state. We're second, as you know, in the number in our beef numbers. And so when you start putting that together, having that critical ability of veterinarians to manage that livestock, manage disease control situations, it's just vital to our success.
Governor Nixon has proposed adding two more vets. Lawmakers will decide whether that recommendation stands. Hagler says the budget cuts are getting pretty close to the bone.
The department has a certain amount of statutory responsibilities, including of which we're a very important consumer protection agency. And if resources drop below a certain level, and I think we're at that critical level right now, you're just not able to provide that function. And at what point do you decide that you're not? Is it if you complete 90% of your inspections? Is it 80% of your inspections? Is it 70%? And so I think we're at that critical level, that critical minimum level.
Hagler has attempted to handle budget cuts by looking for efficiency at the administrative level.
Because I just don't think we can go with less inspectors. I don't want to compromise disease control. I don't want to compromise safety in any way. And I don't want to compromise consumer protection.
Problems in the grain industry, which arose in the fraud case of grain broker Kathy Giesecker of Martinsburg and the bankruptcy of Gallatin Grain, exposed the state shortage of grain inspectors and auditors. Missouri Farm Bureau President Charlie Cruz, a former state agriculture director, says the department is being stretched thin. He says erosion of the Department of Agriculture's budget is undermining its ability to carry out its statutory responsibilities.
Everything from measuring, making sure when you pump a gallon of gas into your vehicle at a gas station, if you look at the sticker on the gas pump, that pump is inspected by the Missouri Department of Agriculture. Scales in grocery stores. Eggs and milk, animal health, all of our livestock issues in the state. And that's another area that I think we really potentially have a serious problem because, again, you got really good people, but there aren't that many of them anymore in terms of policing the animal health in our state.
All aspects of state government have come under pressure during the recession. Legislative budget writers deny agriculture has been an easy target for cuts. But Senate Appropriations Committee Chairman Rob Mayer of Dexter is mystified by the long-term drop in funding.
For an industry such as agriculture that's our major industry in the state, you'd think that it wouldn't have had any problems in securing funding, but that hadn't been the case.
Mayer says the legislature might have to be creative to shore up the state agriculture department budget.
There's a couple areas that concern me, and we need to look to see if we can get them maybe a modest increase or some way assist them and allowing them to carry out their mission.
The interim House committee report suggests that reorganizing by commodities might help, reasoning that if lawmakers understand the impact of the cuts, they might hesitate before approving them. We'll explore just where agricultural issues really rank among legislative priorities tomorrow. Brent Martin, Missouri Net, Jefferson City.